My brothers and sisters in Christ, happy eighth week of Lent. I can't believe the Pope extended this another week. Just kidding. Happy Easter to you. Oh, gotta do better than that. Happy Easter to you. Okay, you guys did it like that. That was neat. That was kind of neat how you did it. They could do that in there too. The word today, especially that we have to say, is Alleluia. Can you say Alleluia? There we go. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Jesus is risen from the dead. And this is why we get to Mass every single Sunday. It's because of this day. It's because of Sunday. We celebrate Sunday, not Monday, Thursday, because Sunday is the day that our blessed Lord got up from the dead. And keep it in mind and in your heart that he really did die. Jesus Christ truly died. He wasn't kind of asleep. He didn't get kind of hurt really bad and then put away for a while. Jesus was really dead. He showed us the depths of his love and died and was buried. And for 3 days was in the tomb, Friday, Saturday, until this morning. Until this morning. And it's good for us to think about that moment when Jesus rose from the dead. It is the very center of our faith. There's no mystery more important besides the mystery of God himself, the Holy Trinity, than this celebration, Jesus rising from the dead. It is what all of our faith counts on, depends on. St. Paul even puts it this way. He says, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, your faith is in vain. You might as well stop believing if he didn't get up from the grave, and not just his spirit, mind you. Because I know that's a lot. What a lot of people think. It wasn't just his spirit that rose from the dead. His body got up from the dead. And it was so hard for the apostles to believe this. Even the Blessed Mother didn't really understand everything. She just believed her son, which is why it was so difficult for her to stand by the foot of the cross. My brothers and sisters, there were people that denied that there was a possibility of the resurrection. There were a couple groups of Jews at the time of Jesus. Of course, we know the Pharisees were one group, and they're the ones that put him to death. They said, if you're really the Son of Man, if you're really the Son of God, let us see you come off that cross. Ha, ha, ha. And they went away, left him to die. There's even an even more sad group of people, though, that group of Jews at the time, they were called the Sadducees. The Sadducees, you know how they got their name? They don't believe that there is a resurrection. That's why they're so sad, you see. Thank you. That's not true, but it's true. It is true that they actually didn't believe in the resurrection. They came to Jesus and challenged him that people would rise from the dead. It was a firm belief of the Sadducees that there was no resurrection. That's a pretty sad life, if you think about it. That all there is after you die is nothing? You and I believe in something different. And with firm belief and with good thinking, we know that there is a resurrection. Why? Because of the people who saw Jesus, the apostles, the faithful women who saw him first, by the way. The women saw him first. They were the first seers of the resurrection. They actually saw his body risen from the dead. If you want to see some of the science surrounding the resurrection, I invite you to come to Father Spitzer's talk. He's one of the smartest priests in the United States, if you ask me. And he's coming to talk at St. Mary's, not this Tuesday, but I think the following Tuesday, about the cloth that they wrapped Jesus in. You heard about the cloth in this resurrection story. We don't know for sure if we have the exact one, but a lot of evidence points to the fact that we do have this cloth. It's called the Shroud of Turin. This is a significant relic that we have because it seems to point through forensics that this is actually the cloth that wrapped Jesus. It's not sanctioned by the church necessarily. You have to believe this, but a lot of evidence points this way. And there's some amazing facts about the Shroud of Turin. The point is this: Jesus, my brothers and sisters, rose from the dead. This gives us every reason to say, Alleluia. Let us say that today and every single Sunday and indeed every day of our lives, because that is our hope. Let us say it one more time. Alleluia.